Step 11, block diagramming. Although one should begin with analyzing individual words, it is just the starting point. The next phase of analysis must study how words are put together in phrases, clauses, and sentences. No modern language does this like ancient Greek could, and did. Many years ago I developed a procedure that I labeled block diagramming. It builds on a procedure that is a part of the Wheaton College legacy, but makes major adaptations. Its central unit of analysis is the Greek sentence. And it attempts to visually portray how the various units in the sentence are connected to one another. When a group of sentences in a paragraph are so sketched out, one can much more easily trace patterns of thought flow and development in a periscope of text. The hyperlink in this step, block diagramming, will both explain the procedure and illustrate it. With this, we are moving from examining individual trees to checking patterns of thought flow in the text forest in increasingly larger units of text in the New Testament document. Out of this procedure will surface countless ideas for preaching and teaching the text to others.